Hi, friend. My name is Amy Joy, and this is the Make Prayer Beautiful podcast. I was listening to the message recently, and the story of Elijah going up to heaven and Elisha taking his mantle caught my attention. And it's a story that I've known from my childhood. It's a beautiful story. You have Elijah knows he's about to die, and the prophets keep coming up to Elisha and be like, did you know that your master is going to heaven today? And he's like, uh-huh. And I mean, this happens multiple times, which shows you that there were companies of the prophets in Israel. I mean, they were there. It wasn't just Elijah and then his helper, Elisha. And then you have Elijah and he's kind of like, okay, the moment is about to come. Is there anything you want from me before I go, Elisha? And he says, give me a double portion of your spirit. And Elijah is like, well, it's not an easy thing to ask. I think it's so funny. People will go to Bill Johnson at times and be like, can I have a double portion of your spirit? And he's like, if it was that easy, I would ask for it for myself. It's not something you just hand out. Oh my. Anyway, so he says, if you see me as I go up to heaven, then you will have this thing that I've asked for. And I think it was actually a Bill Johnson sermon that he was talking about this, because in my childhood, I've sort of have this picture of the chariot of fire coming and Elijah hopping in and then going up to heaven in the chariot of fire. But it's really, the scripture doesn't say that. The chariot of fire comes, and I believe it says that it separates them. And then Elijah is taken up to heaven in a whirlwind, which is an interesting little sort of Wizard of Oz twist. Here he goes up to heaven in a whirlwind. And it makes sense a little bit why the prophets would be like, well, maybe he's not actually dead. Like, let's go look for him. And Elisha, you can imagine him shaking his head like, you guys are not going to find him. No, that is silly. But I think they search for him for 3 days, and sure enough, they can't find him. But it makes sense. You know, if he was taken up to heaven in a chariot of fire, you're kind of like, well, what are we going to do about that? But being taken up to heaven in a whirlwind, we actually have some natural sense of what might occur if somebody is picked up. You know, they're going to be set down somewhere else. And so what Bill Johnson said, though, is there's this chariot of fire that is coming. It's going to make me cry. To see if Elisha will get distracted is a question of focus. You've asked for this specific gift. You want a double portion of Elijah's spirit. You don't know if you're going to get it. And in fact, it does actually depend on you. And so as you're watching, and as the chariot of fire comes between you, it's distracting, but you need to keep your eye on Elijah. And then his mantle falls from heaven. And so who knows how difficult it was for Elisha to go and pick it up. I mean, in my mind, it's like, oh, the whirlwind comes and it just kind of falls at his feet and he gathers it up and then he goes on. Maybe, but maybe part of the challenge was to say, it's probably not dyed bright red. And so if you can find this dusty piece of cloth wherever it's landed, you know, good on you. Anyway, but he gets the mantle. But even then, I find it so interesting. Ooh, it's gonna make me cry again. I don't know exactly why this is touching me so deeply, but it's interesting to me that he goes to the Jordan River, and you don't get any sense that he was like, I've got this, people, don't worry. I mean, he's like, where now is the God of Elijah? It's kind of like, did this work or not? And so then he hits the Jordan and it separates. And so he walks through and is like, oh, okay, yes, I do have not only Elijah's physical mantle, but I also have the gift that goes along with it. And in fact, the scripture records that he has 14 supernatural miracles compared to the 7 that Elijah was, that he performed in his life. And so if you're just looking at it by straight up number of miracles, then the Lord is so, he has such a good sense of humor. Here's this double portion that he has just exhibited. And yeah, so Lord, I'm asking that as we keep our focus, that we would not get distracted, that we would stay focused on the thing that is for us to navigate. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Amen.